drugi rok, drugi krzyk łap i pomno make up. Krzyk tu, mi jak kił marny ciąg. Krzyk swój, łap trenę rozrobić. Krzyk drugi rok, drugi krzyk, a na MC. Bo kemu na nie temu naj. Ulicz na tej, dary no many temu naj.
I'm fucking fuck!
Hajdą na słuchaj.
What you know, man? Now what the fuck? You're doing it wrong.
He is doing what the needle does.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Irizumi does not hide the skin. The tattoo reveals the nature of the man and illuminates the four noble professions and the Book of Five Rings. The warrior, the artist, the merchant, and the farmer. If there is a conflict between the needle and the skin, between the mark and the man, then perhaps the path you've chosen is not the path for which you're suited.
What did you just say, old man? Huh? No, you didn't just disrespect me, did you? You that fucking stupid? You disrespect me and I tattooed the ceiling with your fucking brains!
No disrespect.
You're lucky. I can't kill you until you finish this thing. Give me that mirror. See how it's looking. Not bad, not bad.
Hey, boss. This just came for you.
What is it?
A letter.
So open it, dumbass. What? What is it?
Looks like sand. Yep. Sand. Black sand.
No. You know what this is? Hey, you want to let us in on the joke?
Years ago, I watched a man open an envelope like that one. There were many with him. And they laughed as you laugh now. But then it came from the shadows. And their laughter was drowned in blood.
What came out of the shadows?
I cannot say the word.
What word?
That night, one of their blades struck here. I should have died but for an accident of birth. My heart is here, on the other side.
The fuck is that?
Looks like a ninja, boss.
A ninja? Are you kidding me? That's the word you're afraid to say? Ninja? Ninja, ninja, ninja. See you. Oh, fuck. You got me going. Ninja. That's some good shit.
Good job.
Do this. Whatever they're paying you, I'll double it. I'll triple it. You hear me? I'll pay you whatever you want.
You cannot bargain with it. You cannot reason with it because it is not a human being. It is a demon sent straight from hell.
You shut your face, old man. I'll blow it.
57 years I've told your story. No one ever believed me.
But you are real, aren't you?
Is all that for the Delgado case?
This is Delgado.
And the rest?
Evidence.
For?
No, oh, no, not again, Mika, please.
What is the problem? You've trusted my research before.
All right, here's a question for you. Which of these words does not belong in this sentence? Laptop, space shuttle, nanotechnology, ninja.
All I'm asking for is an hour. That's all.
Why do I think I'm going to regret this?
You remember the Illumi incident?
Korean queen, late 1800s, killed by one of these ninja clans.
Ozuno, I think. Now, I've been going through the original transcripts of the trial of Kunitomo Shigeaki. The prosecutor questioned Shigeaki about a payment of 100 pounds of gold. Shigeaki answered that he didn't know what the prosecutor was talking about, and the question was never brought up again. But what pinked for me was the amount. The exact same amount rumored to have been paid to the Ozuno clan for the Yakuza massacre that happened last week in Osaka.
So, you start to wonder in this ever-changing world if the cost of a man's life remains the same.
Exactly. I mean, I figure these clans are like, what, 1,000 years old? They probably don't change a lot. So, I started looking at international wire transfers, targeting banks in the regions of several high-profile assassinations. And bingo, Russian Prime Minister Zhukov. The day before the assassination, $1,555,999.90 was transferred from the Bank of Shanghai. That is the exact market equivalent of 100 pounds of gold.
Okay, you got me. This is interesting.
The clans are real, Ryan. They steal children and turn them into assassins.
Yeah, look, Mika, no one's denying the historical facts, but this whole thing, it just doesn't make sense in the modern world.
They're real. I mean, you can call them spooks or assassins or whatever you want if it makes you feel better, but they are out there, and they are killing people. And nobody is doing a damn thing to stop them.
Hi, excuse me. Would you mind? If it's not too much trouble, could you help me with this?
What clan are you from? What are you doing in Berlin?
I don't understand.
What is going on?
So you said you found something?
Yeah. I was digging around trying to see what I could come up with, and I found this report. A friend of mine in Moscow tipped me to it. It was written during the height of the Cold War by a high-ranking KGB agent named Alexei Sabatin. In it, he raises the possibility that a number of political assassinations were conducted by an ancient but very sophisticated network he calls the Nine Clans. Mind you, he doesn't call them ninjas.
What happened to him?
Same thing that's going to happen to me if I hang around with you. Kicked out of the service for mental instability.
You believe it now, don't you?
Ninjas. You've got to be joking.
Well, then why are you doing all this?
I don't know. But I can guarantee you it has nothing to do with the fact that you're the most attractive researcher I have ever worked with.
Oh, Mr. Man, good you're back. We had a heating problem and I had to go into your apartment.
Is it all right?
It's all fixed. You keep it very dark and spare it there. And forgive me, but I couldn't help noticing your suitcases.
I told you, my father was a very sick man.
Do you have to leave Berlin soon?
Not yet, but I am expecting a phone call.
I'm sorry to hear that.
One day, death will come for us all.
Then, wherever you are, wherever you may go, you must never forget who you are, how you came to be. You are Ozunu. You are part of me, as I am part of you. This is the truth of your lives, and it will remain true after death. This is my new son. I have given him the name Raizo. Welcome him as your brother.
Welcome, Raizo.
Blood in your veins are the body's weakness. Master them, and you master the self. Rinpyo Tōshō Kaijin Retsu Daizen. This is the power of the Ozunu clan. This is the way of the ninja. Eat tonight, and you work twice as hard tomorrow. Hate all weakness, hatred in others, but most of all, hatred in yourself.
Mrs. Abbotton?
Yeah.
I'm Mika Coretti with Europol. We spoke on the phone.
You said you read my husband's report, yes?
Yes. I understand the report caused some problems for him within the KGB.
The report caused problems for Alexei's career, the way Moses caused problems for the Pharaoh. Very unpleasant.
What happened?
About 2 years ago, after the assassination of Zhukov, the report drew attention. After that, everything was different. Alexei hired men to change all the locks and put in more of them. Locks on the windows, locks on the doors, locks on the locks. He put in cameras and motion sensors and lights. Everywhere lights. There can be no shadows, he said. No shadows. Then one day a man came to the door. They talked in Alexei's study for some time and then the young man left. My husband was a soldier, member of Russian intelligence. He was not a man to frighten easily. But when I came to the door, in his eyes I saw fear. And then he stood up. He kissed me and told me that he loved me very much. He said, I should always remember that.
Do you know what they talked about?
No. He said it was safer that way.
Can I ask how he died?
The lights went out. You are the first person who has taken my husband's work seriously. It would be good to know that he did not die without a cause. He would want you to have this.
Who are you?
Takeshi's blow hurt you. You think this is pain. You are mistaken. That is true pain. Here is your test, Raizo. Survive the night.
Like a dog with a bone on that computer, aren't you?
Excuse me?
Agent Zabransky, Internal Affairs. Need to ask you a couple of questions. You're Minka Kurechi, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Forensic researcher. Work a lot with Agent Muslow, that right?
A few cases, yeah.
You have something of a social relationship.
Excuse me?
Well, you had lunch with him on the 13th. And again on the 18th.
How do you know that?
Isn't it true?
I'm not sure. I mean, we do have lunch together sometimes, but that's usually when we're working.
Has Agent Muslow seemed different to you lately in any way? I mean, has he said or done anything that struck you as unusual?
No. Why? Has Agent Muslow done something?
Just routine. The agency cares about its field operatives. We monitor for signs of stress, fatigue, mental exhaustion. Agent Muslow has a serious caseload. That much work can wear on a man, huh?
Zabransky came to my office.
Yeah, I got a surprise visit, too.
He made it real clear, Ryan. They're watching us.
Oh, I don't get the full picture quite yet, but I know a warning when I see one.
But why?
Why? It's obvious. If this little fantasy of yours has any chance of being real, then these clans are going to have some pretty major juice protecting you.
So what are you going to do?
We are going to tiptoe very carefully from here on in. You understand? You do nothing without checking with me first. Got it?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
A 14th century scroll refers to one of the oldest of the nine clans as the Clan of Black Sand. The Islamic explorer Ibn Battuta journeyed with a group of orphans that were being taken to a remote Shido, hidden among snow-capped mountains. Battuta describes a ceremonial dinner followed by a display of martial skill. The combatants were children, neither beyond the age of 10. His hosts explain that a man's life must be made meaningless compared to the life of the clan. Own the meaning of a man's life and you own his heart.
You shouldn't do that. It's against the rules. If they catch you...
Then they catch me.
They'll put you in the box.
I believe the heart of the tree knows which way it needs to grow.
Trees don't have hearts.
Everything has a heart.
I don't.
Really? Let me see. Hello? It's saying hello back, and that it's happy to meet me. But it misses you.
Liar.
I'm not lying. Listen to mine.
Must be sown into the flesh. Cut him. You know the law.
Yes.
I told you. I tried to warn you.
Yes. You did.
Why, Kiriko? Why?
Why am I in here? Or why are you out there? Never touch my heart. Come with me.
Where? What is out there?
Life.
My life is here.
Sabatini must have fell.
What's happened?
Right now, I've got internal affairs, Homeland Security, the CIA, and for all I know, the fucking Martian military in my office tearing the place apart.
What are we gonna do?
You are gonna go home, pack your bags, go on holiday.
No way.
Now, don't argue with me, Mika. I trusted you, now you gotta trust me.
No, I'm sorry. I can't let you lose your job because of me, Ryan.
I'm not talking about losing my job. Take this. It's clean, untraceable, no signal number.
Ryan?
Yeah, I know. I've investigated World Bank organizations, drug cartels, arms dealers. I've never faced this kind of heat. For ninjas, it's fucking unbelievable.
Excuse me.
Hey.
Hey.
So, what's going on?
Power is out. Us, the building behind us, and that one across the street. Seems like every few months. Boom, the light's out.
Okay. Thanks.
They won't stop until you're dead.
Oh, good.
A gun won't help you.
Well, I don't have a lot of options, okay? I mean, I once took a Taibo class, but that is the extent of my kung fu abilities, all right?
I can help you, but you have to trust me.
Okay.
Do you know me? How?
Security camera in New York recorded you fighting one of them.
You know about them?
No. Well, there are these clans. And apparently, they've been supplying assassins to governments or anyone who has 100 pounds of gold for the last 1,000 years.
His name was G.
But you knew him?
He was not born an assassin.
You're from his clan. Then why did you stop him?
They're coming.
Who? Going.
Doesn't matter.
You think they're following us?
I know they're following us.
I don't see anything back there.
They have our scent.
Following our scent? Like dogs?
No. Like wolves.
My name's Mika, by the way.
Ryzen. It's the name I was given.
So you're an orphan. If it's okay with you, I'm gonna try and fill in some of the blanks here. So, you must have been taken by the Azunu clan, trained to be an assassin, but something happened, and you decided to opt out of the program. Now, I don't imagine that went over so well. And since they're after me for just peeking through the keyhole, they must be after you in like a major way. But you're also after them, which is why you're in Berlin. Because Sabaton is one of the few people pursuing the clans, which is why they took him out. But here's a question I can't answer. Why did you save me?
betray your family. He's wearing a gold watch. Bring it to me.
Yeah!
You need protection.
No. I want Ozuno, and I need your help to get him. Exit here. You are a size 36?
What? No, size 34.
If you leave while I'm gone, they'll hunt you and kill you. Do you understand? Get undressed. Shower, but do not use soap. Do you smoke? Put your clothes in here.
These jeans are a little tight.
You say 34.
Yeah, well, it's German sizes. You must run a little small, I guess. This is for a scent. Right?
Let's go. Yeah?
Ryan, it's me.
Mika, for Christ's sake, I've been calling you for hours.
I know, I'm in a bit of trouble.
Trouble? Listen. You missed jury service, you're in trouble. You're in the deepest shit you've ever been in.
Yeah, well, at least I'm not down here by myself.
Sabatini's guy? The one from the tape, is he with you?
He's on our side, Ryan. He wants Ozuno, but he needs the agency's help.
Be careful, Mika.
I trust him.
All right, look. I can't make any promises, but if he cooperates, I'll do what I can.
Can you meet us?
Where?
How about the usual? There he is. That's all right. He's a good guy.
Mika, are you okay?
Yeah, thanks to him.
Why have you done this?
Done what?
People will die. No!
What the fuck are you doing?
Following orders.
The prisoner is secure, sir.
Right.
Sure doesn't look like a killing machine to me, sir. Looks like he belongs in a boy band.
He couldn't have heard that, could he?
Sir?
Ryan, this is wrong. I mean, it can't be legal.
What is this place? Your own private Guantanamo?
It's an old GDR safe house. Jameson wants this off the grid.
You're making a huge mistake.
I don't think so. I got reports from London, Washington, and the Sarka, all tagging your boy. The only problem we have is where to extradite him first.
Well, sir, 2 weeks ago, there's no such thing as Ninja, and now every city in the world has a warrant for one? He is not the enemy.
He's a killer, Mika. When you're the one telling me it was our job to stop him.
You're not even listening to me.
Because you're not saying anything worth hearing. Look, you want to do the insubordination tango? Let's go, but not in front of the children, okay? Boys, get up. Come on, let's go, Rouse!
Damn it, Ryan, I am just trying to...
Shut up and listen to me, please. We don't have much time. No, I don't know what we've stumbled into here, but somebody's pulling some major strings inside.
They want him dead. He's been fighting them for years.
I believe you. I've been in this business too long not to smell a setup, but we have to be very careful how we handle this, and I cannot risk you going AWOL on me again. Now, if you get into trouble... You switch this on, and no matter where you are, I'll find you.
You looked thirsty. I'm sorry, I didn't know about any of this.
I know.
You do?
The only time you lied to me was when you told me your size.
How did you know that?
Your heart. It is special.
Maslow's on your side. He's gonna try to help you.
It's too late.
No one knows who
is. Wait, can I talk to you?
We have to do this again, Coretti?
I have reason to believe that a group of ninja may be on their way here.
Well, I think these gentlemen can handle a few whack jobs wearing pajamas, am I right? See?
Yeah, but the situation we discussed.
Yeah, I'm working on that. You have to give me some time.
We don't have time.
They're not here now, are they?
They'll be here soon.
How soon?
Rizzo.
Mika! Go with us, secure the prisoner.
Way to get yourself killed, Karen.
I need that cell open. We're moving the prisoner.
Those are not my orders.
Mika! Get out of here!
Not without you!
And then they all die together.
Can't do that! Go to infrared, boys.
They're already in the room. I don't want to sound critical.
Look, I'm doing the best I can here.
We don't have much time. Let's go.
Down!
Look out!
The car's upstairs. Go. Go now.
Thank you.
can't believe I found you.
I was waiting for you.
Oh. Oh, God. We have to get you to a hospital.
No, not a hospital. Just keep moving.
Mika, where are you?
He told me to keep moving.
Is he still alive?
After a fashion.
Jesus Christ. Listen, I'm going to bring you in.
No, not this time.
Mika, listen to me. There are too many people involved now. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, I don't think we have much time.
Mika!
I know you can't hear me, so I'm sure this doesn't matter, but I'm gonna say it anyway. I'm just a forensic researcher. It's like a fancy way of saying I'm a librarian. By myself, I can't do anything to help you. I wanted to thank you for saving my life. And I hope you can forgive me for this.
Agent Maslow.
Yeah?
The tracking device.
You got a lock?
Triangulating your position now.
Right, I want the International Task Force mobilized and ready to go in 5 minutes.
It took him 10 minutes ago. He's gone.
Do you know? There was a time when I looked at you. I felt such pride. No child ever showed more promise. You are the son I was waiting for. The one to take my place. And now, do you know what you have done? How you have shamed my family? How you have hurt me?
Why do you think I did it?
Get this thing out of my sight! Tonight, we avenge our brothers and sisters. Tonight, we avenge our honor. Let this death be remembered for 1,000 years.
I come?
Just because I was asleep doesn't mean I couldn't hear you. And I forgive you.
Wake up!
Come this way.
You stay inside the FBC.
I thought we were too late.
First thing is ready, sir! Hit it!
Stay here. Play like old times.
Yeah.
my turn. Still think about her? Do you remember the sound she made when I stuck her?
Breath of my life.
children are disappointments, not worth the effort to raise.
Jesus Christ, what happened?
She saved my life.
Medic! Medic!
She'll be all right. Her heart is special.
I need a medic here now!
She gonna be all right?
I don't understand. She's got a hole right through the middle of her heart, but...
her heart is over here.
Thank you.
listen to the voice of Buddha. Saying stop your sericulture. Little people like your aspirin bottle. Some guy studying Buddha's watching Buddha's wedding. Just because a kid's an orphan, there's no excuse for thoughtless saying.